Hello and welcome to today's press conference. Obviously, these have become our regular activity regarding the mass inflow of refugees and migrants to Slovenia. The State Secretary from the Ministry of Interior, Mr. Šefic, will give the introduction. Thank you very much. As you know, the Republic of Austria already in January made some decisions regarding their quota of asylum seekers. The figure is 37,500 planned for this year, for 2016. Since this figure will quickly be reached, there are certain restrictions which are inevitable according to their estimates. On the other hand, there is a fact that the Republic of Austria has been faced with some restrictions imposed by Germany, as well as it was also mentioned last week that the migration flow coming through the Western Balkans route is still relatively very strong. From this perspective, Austria has been examining and studying all the possibilities to manage this situation in its country. Last week, at the end of last week, Austria somehow made these criteria more stringent, namely to consistently identify the circumstances regarding the integration into the migration flow, so that we could identify the economic migrants, those using the migration flows to get to the destination countries. We should know that in this migration flow, we can also find people with permanent residence in Turkey coming from safe countries, and therefore the access to international protection is to be restricted and available to those who really need this protection. On Saturday, we also changed and made the criteria more stringent regarding the entry to Slovenia and then furthering to Austria. Namely, it is not sufficient for somebody not to be recorded in the Schengen information system or in our records, the Europol records, when there are some security issues. What we need is the consistent identification of their country of origin, the purpose of travel, where they are from, and only after a thorough definition of all these criteria, they are let in. These more stringent measures are, of course, evident. Our security bodies reject migrants. 154 persons were rejected from Friday to Monday to today. We follow the situation along the green border. No major differences have taken place. There are smaller groups or individuals trying to enter Slovenia, crossing the green border. We deal with them according to the envisaged procedure. They are located in Postojna. And then the procedures of returning these persons are implemented. We've had no complications or problems so far. and I hope the situation will remain this way. I have already mentioned more stringent and more consistent implementation of all the procedures, all those leading and aiming at decreasing the migrant flows, restricting the entry to those who need the international protection and whose lives have been threatened. I would also like to emphasize that in this wider context, this agreement between the European Union and Turkey is of extreme importance. I am aware of the fact that this is an extremely demanding agreement, that a lot of energy will have to be invested in order to attain the results and objectives expected by both Turkey and the European Union. I also need to highlight that Slovenia understands the situation in Greece. The EU has to provide all the necessary assistance to be able to handle this situation. At the same time, we should not forget that also Greece has to invest, has to make all the efforts so that together with the EU agency and all assistance, it will be able to manage this situation. What Slovenia supports in this broader context is mainly the control on the Greek and Macedonian border. I have to stress this again because this was often misunderstood in the past. It's not about preventing. It's not in order to prevent illegal migration. The purpose is to prevent illegal migration, and we also need to verify whether all those taking the migration route actually meet all the criteria we've been trying to agree on. This is important, and this reduction of migrant flow is necessary due to all the factors mentioned already. At the end of last week, we told you that we have intensive talks with the Republic of Austria. Our minister has been in close contact with the Austrian Minister of Interior. They consult each other and exchange the views, proposals, and we do hope that also in the future we'll continue with this approach so that jointly we can accept the solutions acceptable for all countries on this migration route. Everything is focused on synchronizing our activities, our approach. This means we should welcome the active participation of all the countries along the migration route. At the operational level, we've had a lot of contacts with Croatia and the Republic of Macedonia. I personally am in close contact with our colleagues from Serbia as well. We've been trying to exchange information, views, and coordinate some approaches. It is good that all the countries understand the situation and are willing to cooperate.
Of course, we will try to ensure timely flow of information. This timely information flow provides us with certain stability in respect to the migration flow. So all the reactions of individual countries can be calmer and we can think about what we wish to do in advance, and all of it contributes to a more peaceful management of the migration flow. It is not always easy, since in the field the situation often forces us to react rapidly. Nevertheless, as you know, the Republic of Austria will, on the basis of certain meetings taking place today and tomorrow, so Austria is announcing some new solutions, and they're going to let us know how they decide. We're in daily contact with them, as mentioned, and in the course of today, we're going to receive additional information from Austria so that we can harmonize our activities and coordinate our work with the other countries. Madam Minister is going to provide us with the explanation in that respect tomorrow at the press conference. As for our work, I can tell you that the work of our operational team is running smoothly. Our activities are mainly concentrating on handling the situation as it occurs on a daily basis, and we are involved in the activities that follow the decisions of the government. All our activities over the last period of time will be reported about to the government, and provided it is assessed that this is needed, we are going to propose a potential upgrading of already existing measures, already adopted measures. It will, of course, depend on the situation and on verification of certain circumstances, and of course it will also depend on the success of already performed activities. This is all for the sake of introduction, and now the floor is yours for your question. TV Slovenia, STA, and TV Planet. TV Slovenia, you mentioned that Slovenia also introduced more stringent regime about the entry of migrants. Can you be more specific? Who cannot enter our country now? Over the last couple of days, Austria also rejected a few individuals. So what has been happening? Are we in a position to send these people somewhere else? What about additional 150 police officers, in other words, supervisors of the border? So what is this all about? Can you be a bit more specific about that additional employment possibilities? Thank you for your questions. As for more stringent approach that you are requesting about from our side, I've already mentioned that the whole idea is to be more consistent and more precise, looking at the documents, taking into account the discussions we hold, interviews we hold with the migrants on the basis of all accessible information, as well as on the basis of language analysis. After the discussions and interviews that we make, we define the original, the state of origin. This is of extreme importance. On the basis of this, it can be detected if a person, an individual, is truly under threat, if they truly come from the country of such circumstances. So we are verifying certain claims. Very often people state an untrue citizenship. Further on, the date of birth is checked. Furthermore, special attention is paid to their country of destination. This information has been spreading, so everybody is saying that they intend to go to Austria or Germany. Nevertheless, through a more thorough discussion, we find out whether this is true or not. So those who are arriving from the so-called safe countries cannot enter. Furthermore, it is very interesting to note that with these much more consistent checks, in other words, more selective processes that we have been introducing, it might turn out that these migrants have a permanent residence in a safe country that I've mentioned, and they just simply join a migration flow in order to access their destination country easier. So our intention is to find that out, because there are some people who merely intend to travel in order to study, and so on and so forth. So this procedure is extremely, extremely precise. In this way, of course, we are detecting who are the persons who are not eligible for international protection. As for rejections, as mentioned over the last 3 days, 154 persons were rejected. The Austrian security bodies rejected the entry to 54 persons. We have already finished some proceedings. Some are still going on. Within the Center for Foreigners, the procedure also has to be implemented. And as I've already presented to you last week, this is the whole process of rejecting individuals. As you can see, we can still manage the numbers I'm talking about. They are not problematic. These figures are still possible to be managed, but the migration flow, of course, has been changing, and these figures might end up being much more problematic. As mentioned, this migration path is still open in a way. Nevertheless, if further rejections take place, if further limitations to those figures are introduced and the conditions end up changing, then, of course, we will need to introduce a different approach. As for 150 additional police, let me remind you of what we were announcing already last year. Some members of the police force will get retired, and therefore it is our objective for this year that the number of the police officers does not end up being lower than what is needed. So regular retirement processes and any other leaves have now slowed down, but now we need to replace those empty posts. Therefore, it is much faster, much quicker for us to train additional police officers, and the best ones are repositioned into the hinterland of Slovenia, so we can actually still manage the replacement of the absent police officers. STA, I have three questions. We adopted certain measures as a consequence of the measures taken by Austria. Have you got any additional information from Croatia? Are they planning to introduce similar measures further on? What about the discussions about the accommodation centers? And one more thing about staffing. You have already mentioned that you might propose certain additional measures to the government. Are you any closer to evoking Article 37 of the Defense Act due to all the pressure on our border? Thank you. The measures that have already been adopted by the government have no special connection to what Austria is doing. The Madam Minister, I believe it was in mid-January, already presented to you that these are step-by-step measures that are adopted in reference to our assessment of needs. What I've mentioned before is the following. Maybe these cascade measures will be upgraded in the next couple of days. In other words, we're going to make some proposals. If the government adopts them, we will see. But this is one of the possible steps to be taken. As for Croatia, the Republic of Croatia, according to the information we possess, has been following everything that has been happening. So on Saturday, when we made certain announcements, they reacted, so we have a normal flow of reactions of both countries. I've already mentioned good cooperation between the ministers, so very soon we'll have a formal announcement of the meeting between our Madam Minister and a Croatian Minister of the Interior, which will undoubtedly be a very positive thing. As for the accommodation centers, I have already emphasized a couple of times already that we do not only wish to replace for the lost premises, and actually we cannot limit the activities of our companies. Therefore, we are looking for alternative solutions to be able to do that. As for the location of Kidričevo, I already told you last week that that project task will be worked on. Certain aspects have to be verified, certain data has to be verified so that we can make further decisions. As for the facility of the so-called Baumarks that has been talked about so much, of notorious Baumarks, as you know, the inspectors themselves wanted to inspect the premises, whether there was something dubious or not, and we are now looking into certain suggestions and comments submitted to us by them. I do have to emphasize, though, that these are not centers where people are staying for much longer, usually just between a few hours up to 24 hours, so between 12 to 24 hours at the most. So this is an improvisation project, and these facilities are in the same line, some kind of an improvisation. So it's not a matter of people staying there between two, three, five, or even more days at all. On daily basis, certain new information is received about the capacities, and our professionals are looking into those proposals. And on the basis of their estimation, we make decision whether a facility is appropriate for further handling or treatment. If the answer is yes, additional information is collected. If not, of course, nothing more can be done. I have already mentioned that there is a bit more skepticism now, especially after New Year's and after the events taking place in Köln. So considering everything that has happened, let me mention that a lot of misinformation, I could clearly state that these are disinformation cases. As for Kidričevo, for example, people were saying that the migrants are already there, that we are driving them in the night, and we are already, they suggested we were already building a water supply system, that also Baumarks had some people arriving there in the middle of the night. But this is completely untrue. So with the municipalities, we have appointed people for our contacts, and we shall see how everything will evolve. As I've mentioned before many times, what we really want is good discussion with the local community, really have an in-depth talk with them, and then make a joint decision. As for staffing, we have already emphasized a number of times, and yet again, I wish to make a clear point of how important it is for the police to have a sufficient number of police officers. We estimate that our human resource planning should guide us to have leaders to have 1,000 additional people. In this case, we would have no problems whatsoever in order to manage the situation on our own without any problem. At this moment, of course, the Slovenian Armed Forces is providing help to us, and provided we assess that this is necessary, we're going to propose the activation of the Article 37A, which provides us with additional competence. In other words, the Slovenian armed forces would, in this case, be enabled to perform certain tasks on their own initiative. Therefore, our view is the following. The Slovenian police has to be strengthened and provided with the maximum best equipment. And if the Ministry of Defense assesses that this is necessary, armed forces, of course, come in. There is no need whatsoever to think about and consider about gathering any kind of guard, National Guard, or any other additional force whatsoever. We have appropriate forces. We need, of course, as mentioned, appropriate human resources filled, and equipment has to be sufficient. And I'm emphasizing yet again, in this case, there would be no problem whatsoever, in spite of the severity of the situation in reference to the migration.
Thank you, Planet T and then Munich. So there are two categories, those refused by Slovenia and those refused by Austria. Maybe I did not quite understand you. So Slovenia rejected 154 people. Were they sent to Croatia or are they located in Postojna? Then you mentioned a figure of a number of persons refused by Austria, 170 to 200 over the last weekend. Where are these people now? Are they in Postojna? When talking about the accommodation center, so nothing new about Kidričevo and Baumax, there is another center at Vrhnika where municipal councils already expressed a lot of fear. But where could they accept or receive, let's say, 400 people? First of all, what needs to be explained? I clearly stated that 54 persons were finally rejected. At press conferences, I often explained that somebody being rejected does not mean that this decision has been final. We can have an additional procedure of identification, and this person can proceed to Austria. This is crucial. All those rejected by the Republic of Austria are then located, accommodated at our Center for Foreigners. We rejected 154 persons. They are returned to Croatia, and Croatia then handles them. In line with the envisaged procedures and protocols. This much about. And now Vrhnika, it is true, and we've had meetings with mayors several times. We were warned that we need to be very sensitive and careful with this location. Of course, if we need this center at Vrhnika, we will be careful and will take into account all these suggestions. We visited the municipality of Vrhnika and also the local community. We provided additional explanations, clearly responding to their fears, the sensitivity of all these activities taking place in accommodation centers. We do understand the local population, but we can ensure that we will take care of their security and that they shouldn't fear that local population and youngster especially would be threatened or exposed to any security risks. I would like to stress again, I completely understand all the local communities expressing their fear, trying to ensure safe environment. We will place maximal attention so that everything takes place the way it should. Dnevnik, it is your turn now. Hello. Mr. Schiff, it's three questions for you. You said tomorrow the Austrian Minister of Interior and Defense Minister will present the measures to introduce more stringent regime at the border. Were you informed that Austria is to introduce Schengen regime on the Carinthian part of the border, or are they to expand the wire on other parts of the Austrian-Slovenian border? And a sub-question, whether you are informed in advance of this daily quota for refugees. The first question, so the press conference taking place tomorrow. Second question, how does Slovenia understand the message coming from the summit of the Visegrad group from Prague? And the third classical question, when will Slovenia inform the European Commission of the adoption of the first refugees from the quota? As for the first statement, I'm asking about the statement. What does it mean that there is no statement? No, the members of the Visegrad group are meeting today with a very strong political message supporting the closing of the Greek border. So how does Slovenia understand this message? Thank you for the explanation. As for the Austrian measures, I have to say the following. The Republic of Austria and also both ministers, madam ministers, are in close contact. They've had talks. Of course, the decision taken by the Republic of Austria is independent and sovereign. We consult each other, but the same also applies to Slovenia. We will take a decision as a sovereign country. This is what needs to be left to the ministers. The Minister of Interior and Defense will provide us with the decision of their country. But we do discuss different options. They, as well as we, share views regarding proposals. Our cooperation is very constructive. As for the fences, the alleged fences, as we understand this information, it is only an option in case the situation aggravates. We believe the situation will not worsen. And we hope that such measures won't need to be implemented even. This is confirmed by the fact that they are also, well, it was mentioned what regards the Austrian-Italian border, the Schengen border. This is the Slovenian-Croatian border. I am personally convinced that the Schengen border will remain there. V4, the group is to help the Republic of Macedonia to prevent illegal migration, to carry out what has been jointly agreed, to reduce The flow, on the basis of the agreed criteria, I'm of the opinion that this is positive. And the expert group that visited Macedonia together with Austrian and our colleagues found what Macedonia needs to be to find it easier to face this situation. This is not an easy task. In this context, this is, I can say, positive, but we are not talking about closing the border. We are talking about what I mentioned before. As for the relocation I explained on Friday, the decision to proceed in line with the time schedule. In February, Slovenia will inform the European Commission of our plan, namely how to relocate the quota, the persons belonging to this quota of asylum seekers. We are preparing the materials. It is still in the procedure being coordinated. If in the days to come everything has been coordinated, all the technical issues, then the government can take the decision on this plan. We've had working meetings within our permanent representation of the European Commission, and the Commission was satisfied with our activities, especially due to the fact that Slovenia has been under very severe migration pressure, up to 3,000 persons coming to Slovenia on a daily basis. Yet we decided for relocation. In the next 2 months, the first group of these people will come to Slovenia. Thank you. Pop TV, Miha from Pop TV. You said you would suggest additional measures to the government if necessary. Is one of the scenarios also closing the southern border for migrants and refugees? Thank you. You know that the measures we are planning and considering the measures are not commented before we assess it is or estimate it is appropriate. We are focused on the ultimate goal, which is the management of the migration flow, and number two, Slovenia will not let our territory to become this pocket on the migration route. This is what I already mentioned in my answers. We are helping those who are really in need, and we are following these two objectives. All the measures necessary will also be proposed. One question from TV Slovenia and Planet TV. As for the final rejection of 54 people from Austria, so it's not necessary for these people not to be able to go back to Austria. I will explain. Those who are rejected, and after the verification of data, these people can, in certain cases, continue their route. But 54 have been finally rejected, and they are now in our center for foreigners. There are several options: returning to the Republic of Croatia, secondly, returning to their countries of origin. Some cannot be returned, then we know what the procedure is to be applied. they can receive permanent, a temporary permit to stay in the Republic of Slovenia. And some are still in the phase of processing. We believe they will be able to go to Austria. If the regime changes, then we will accordingly react.
So does this mean that many more than 54 were rejected by Austria, apparently 200? Does that hold true? And the second question, where will they all go? Where will they be accommodated once the Center for Foreigners is full? As for the figures, I've told you that these are final figures. More were rejected. The same goes for previous days. I'm looking for this piece of information for you now. I have many columns of data, so please give me a moment. When you want to find something, unfortunately, sometimes you can't, but yes. So now let me add them up. 178 is the figure, nobody from today. And they, as mentioned, will go through the process again. As mentioned, they are in the Center for Foreigners. As you know, the capacity of our center, including what they can additionally ensure, up to 300 people is the figure. So if necessary, other locations will also be activated, the ones that we have available, but we're truly hoping that this will not be necessary. As for now, it is not. Thank you. If there are no further questions, this is all for today. Thank you and enjoy the rest of the day.